The following is another high school sports presentation on Platte River Radio. Platte River Radio is Central Nebraska's radio home for high school sports. The game gets started in just a few minutes. We'll get you to it. But first, the pregame show. You're listening to Platte River Radio Sports.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Shelton High School for a little early dose of high school volleyball action on this Tuesday. And where we have been for ever since I've come to Kearney, 15 years now that we've done this quadrangular, and it's changed every year. You see some of the teams that have been here and won this two or three times, now towards the bottom, and some that have been towards the bottom at the top. I think everybody has won numerous matches here, and Shelton, Ravenna, Wood River, and, of course, Minden will be playing in tonight's quadrangular. Now, Shelton and Minden are up first, and what a season the two have had so far. Minden 16-3, ranked fourth in Class C1. Their losses to Grand Island Central Catholic twice and to Kearney Catholic, where they had four match points but couldn't get the win. Kearney Catholic one loss, Central Catholic just a couple on the year. For Shelton, they're 14-2, and they've been one of those teams that have teeter-tottered between C2 and D1, and this year they're C2, but still most of their schedule is a Class D schedule, and that's why they are not ranked in the C2 top 10. The only Class C schools they've played, Gibbon and Blue Hill. Everybody else has been D1 or D2, which is fine when you're D1. It doesn't work out so well when you're in C2, and it kind of hurts the wild card point. This is the New Tech C pregame show here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at your starting lineups. We'll do it after this timeout.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
It's time now for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, makes decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. The visitors, of course, will be Minden. Their service rotation begins with number 11, a 5'8 senior, Hallie Bauer. She leads the team in kills. Number 9 is a 5'11 senior, Bailey Peterson. Number 15, a 5'8 junior, Elena Boudreau. She'll be followed by number 13, a 5'9 sophomore, and Carly Bauer. Number 10, a 5'10 junior, Sydney Stadler. And number 4, a 5'6 freshman, Allie Rouse. The libero, number 1, a 5'5 senior, is Chelsea Miller. The head coach of the Whippets is Ed Rouse, assisted by Julie Radkus, 16-3, ranked 4th in all the C1 polls. For Shelton, number 13, 5'6 sophomore is Abby Fleehall. Number 5, 5'8 senior, Tracy Meyer. Number 8, a 5'8 senior, Emma Urbanek. Number 16, a 5'8 senior, Maggie Urbanek. Number 2, 5'9 junior, Kaylin Brannigan. Number 20, 5'11 senior, Lindsay Hahn. And the libero, number 1, a 5'4 senior, Mariah Henniger. Head coach Amanda Thober, assisted by Misty Kumpke. They're 14-2 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We're back after this.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school volleyball. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Shelton and Minden are up first. They'll be followed by Wood River taking on Ravenna in our second match at approximately 5:30. We'll get the first serve in the air here between the Whippets and the Bulldogs right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Major League Baseball playoffs continuing this afternoon, and Texas has eliminated Tampa Bay 4-3. Four solo home runs, is how Texas got their four runs. And currently, Philadelphia and St. Louis just underway. Cardinals hosting bottom of the first. They're scoreless. That is currently airing on ESPN 1460. We're ready to go, and it's going to be Minden to serve it away first, and here we go. Bauer fires it over in a middle attack by Brannigan, who leaves it even close, and she'll get it right over the single block for the kill. Kaylin Brannigan with the first little roll, and Shelton has the lead. Set on the stage here, so the teams near to us will be Shelton. On the far side will be Minden, and we're ready for the first serve of the match for Abby Fleehall here of the Shelton Bulldogs. Minden goes right side, an immediate attack down the right side by Boudreaux is down and good. Shelton was in the net anyway. Shelton, not that tall of a team. Lindsay Hahn sets at 5'11". She starts at the back row here, then rotates into the front. Now checking in will be Margaret Koenig as a defensive specialist. And after each team has picked up a kill, 1-1, and Chelsea Miller will serve it away. Picked up by the libero, Henniger. Go middle, tip across there by Emma Urbonic. Minden comes up quick to the outside. The tip's down to the line and good for Carly Bauer. Carly and Hallie, the senior sophomore sister. Hallie, the leading attacker, 171 kills. On the other side, Brannigan leading with 164 for Shelton. And it's 2-1. Miller with the serve. It's the net. Will not go over. Service there. 2-2. Got to figure this is pretty big for Shelton. They're sending 14-2. They're not getting a lot of respect because of all the Class D schools they're playing. But it doesn't matter whether they're C2 or D1. They play the same competition every year. And so that shouldn't be looked at. But they're looking a win here tonight. Might get them into the top 10 as the attack from the back line is going to be out of bounds for Minden. And it'll be 3-2 in favor of Shelton. So back over to serve it away is going to be Tracy Meyer. Tracy, who's been in this lineup most of her high school career, will float that down the middle. Picked up there by Hallie Bauer. Set middle. Boudreaux on the attack. Way deep and out of bounds. So Minden with a couple of early errors here, and Shelton is up 4-2. Meyer to serve it away again. Tracy cuts it to the far side. Rolls up there on Carly Bauer. Hallie gets it back. Carly has to bump it across. Across it goes Meyer. Set outside Brannigan. Rolls it over the double block. Rouse with the dig. Here's the set. Minden to the outside. Bauer on the attack. Overpass by the libero Henniger. Then redirected by Shelton for the kill. Maggie Urbonic. Great play by Urbonic on the right wing to redirect that on the overpass. And it's 5-2 in favor of Shelton. You can hear the Shelton fans. In fact, the football team practiced early today so they could be here to root their girls on. Strong serve Meyer. Bauer on the outside block, but out of bounds. And Hallie Bauer will have her first kill. Shelton 5, Minden 3. We're playing the best 2 out of 3 in all of these matches. 4 matches here on Classic Hit. And Boudreaux will go back and serve it away. Also on the web, so anybody that can't pick us up on the radio can pick us up on the web. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Platte is P-L-A-T-T-E, just like the river. PlatteRiverPreps.com. And Boudreaux with an ace serve, as Shelton kind of thought about letting it go and then lunged at it in the last second. Little indecision there. And Boudreau now serves for the tie. This side is picked up by Henninger. Set to the outside. The left-handed swing is missed at that time by Urbanek. Emma into the net, and we're quickly tied at 5. So the 3-0 run by Shelton, answered by a 3-0 run here by Minden, and they still have the serve in the opening game. And Boudreau's strong serve is too strong, and up on the stage for a service error. Shelton 6, Minden 5, and back to serve it away will be Emma Urbanek. This is a very experienced team here for Coach Amanda Thober. A lot of these girls, both Urbanics, Brannigan, Meyer, they've seen plenty of playing time. Strong serve across. Rouse sets to the outside. Bauer, near side attack, gets the kill. Carly Bauer with her second, and it's 6-6. So back and forth we go early on. Each team with a couple of errors. Each team with a couple of kills. And now back to serve it away will be Carly Bauer here for the Whippets. And that floater goes right down the middle of Meyer. Pass to the middle. Brannigan over the double block. Takes it down the line. Scrambling to get it back. Chelsea Miller gets it into play. Bumped across by Rouse, but out of bounds. And a point here for Shelton. Good job that time by Brannigan. She found a spot on the floor, and even though it didn't hit the floor, Minden struggled to get it back over. And the Bulldogs re-enter Abby Fleehall into the front line. Back to serve it away now. Maggie Urbanek. Right down the middle it goes to Boudreau. Rouse to the outside. Near side attack is going to be down and good for Bauer. And if you can't get a block on Hallie Bauer, she is going to make you pay with kills after kill after kill. And Minden's going to rotate Bailey Peterson back in. Now, the JVs always play, but because Shelton just has the one gym, the JVs are just down the road at Wood River. So some of the kids and the coaches won't be able to watch each other until later tonight as the outside attack is down and good for Fleehall. And Shelton gets it right back, 8-7, back and forth. No long runs, not a lot of scoring on the service early on here, and Shelton will send Kaylin Brannigan back to serve. Both coaches were kind of waiting to see who would put their lineup in first tonight so that they could adjust it, but a little different lineup as far as the rotation. Same kids, just a little bit different for Shelton tonight. Middle attack that time by Peterson all the way back to the stage. Brannigan makes a nice run down of it, and Meyer passes it across. Outside Bauer, she blocked up front, ace block. On the block, Meyer and Hahn. Tracy Meyer and Lindsey Hahn were both there, and Shelton leads it by a score of 9-7. And they've got some emotion going right here. Of course, you get to come right out of school, maybe a few minutes early, get in here, practice, don't have to get in the bus. They're amped up here with a 9-7 lead in the first game. Brannigan, right down the left side to Bauer. Carly to the outside now, Hallie on the attack over the double block. Brannigan with the dig. Here's a play at the net. It's going to be tipped over by Meyer. Down and good. The center was trying to get over there, and Meyer just decided she's going to take it over, and a timeout going to be called here by Minden. So Shelton 10, Minden 7. We're in the opening game of the Shelton Quad, and we'll be right back.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
Back to action here out of the Minden timeout, and Bauer is going to be wide trying to come down the near side on the attack, and another error here for Minden, and it's Shelton 11, Minden 7. Or are they going to say it was tipped? I guess they're going to say it was tipped here. And Minden catches a break. Allie Rouse will go back to serve. It's 10-8 then, Shelton. Rouse takes it down the left side. The only person there is Meyer. Makes the pass to Urbanek, and it's going to be knocked across. Maggie with the set. Brannigan takes it over to the outside. Bauer, near side attack. Dug out. Hits the ceiling. Can Shelton get it back? No, they can't. Off the ceiling. It just didn't have the angle to get the ball back over. And Minden cuts it to 1, 10-9. Already getting our first time through this rotation almost over. as Rouse, the last person to serve for Minden. Her serve is overpassed and an easy put away by Bailey Peterson. And so out of the timeout, Minden turns it around quickly, gets three in a row, and we're tied again at 10. Minden 16-3, Shelton 14-2. Wood River comes in with a great record next as they'll take on Ravenna. Serve across, Meyer pass a little bit off the mark, and then another bad pass, and that's really the first struggle we've seen from Shelton. And out of bounds, it'll go four in a row here for the Whippets. Now they lead it 11-10, and not that they've done anything special. A few errors here from Shelton. Rouse with the serve. This one picked up by Emma Herbonic. Set to Brannigan. No, they're going to set to Meyer, and she'll take it off the block for the kill. Second kill for Tracy Meyer. Fifth kill for Shelton. 11-11, game one. And Lindsey Hahn will go back and serve it away here for the Bulldogs. Hahn serve with a little curve on that one to Bauer. Set up in the middle for Hallie. Her attack off the single. Maggie Urbonic can't dig it. It's down and good. And Hallie with her third kill. Seventh kill for Minden. 12-11 Whippets. Back and forth we go here in the opening game of the Shelton Quad. Serving away will be Hallie Bauer. Set middle. The left-handed attack is going to be just wide by Emma Urbonic as Shelton went quick that time. And just a little too quick, hit it wide. So Hallie Bauer will serve it away again. Conference tournaments beginning for a couple of the teams here. Lou Platte Fort Kearney next week. Twin Valley the week after that. Actually next Saturday. And of course, Minden's already had theirs, and we're going to have four hits called on Minden. Minden winning their Southwest Conference tournament the second weekend of the season. Now back to serve it away, Abby Fleehall. 13-12 Minden. Whippets want to make a substitution here. And checking in is Olivia Steen. So she'll come in here for a play or two and give Boudreaux a rest. And the serve fairly deep, picked up there by Chelsea Miller. Set to the outside, Bauer. Carly tips it over, that'll work. Carly Bauer with her third kill. So Carly and Hallie each have three. And Minden leads it 14-12. Chelsea Miller to serve again. And it looks like Boudreaux comes right back into the ball game, or Sydney Statler comes right back in. All right. Serve across. Over to Brannigan. Overpass at the net. It's tipped over by Urbonic. Good dig by Minden, but they cannot get it back across. The double hit will be called. Good play, Maggie Urbonic. We'll give her credit for that kill. And it's 14-13. Back to serve it away. Tracy Meyer trying to tie it up here as we head into the second half of the opening game. And the serve. Tracy Meyer down to the lip goes to Hallie Bear. Bauer into the middle. The attack down and good by Sydney Stadler. Haven't had a lot of long rallies in this match. It's been pretty much one and done. Either it's down or it's an error. And now Olivia Steen will go back and serve it away here for head coach Ed Rouse. And the lefty Steen has a little screwball on that as it comes back to the middle. Set to the outside. The attack driven across by Urbonic. It's going to be dug out and tipped back over. Urbonic with the save and has to be set back across. Into the corner. It's run down by Hallie Bauer. Quick dump across by the center Rouse. It's slapped right back at her. It's Minden's ball. On the attack, down and good by Carly Bauer. Emma Urbonic thought she had an open court, and Rouse just got a hand on it to keep it alive, and Bauer puts it away. 16-13, Steen to serve, up three for Minden. Puts the serve across to Meyer. Set outside, Brannigan off the back foot. She still finds the corner. Kaylin Brannigan with her second kill. 16-14, and back to serve it away. Number eight. Emma Urbonic. The Urbonics, both lefties. Right down the middle it goes to Hallie Bauer. Slide right side for the first time. The attack going to be driven across by Stadler. Overpass. Free ball here for Minden. They'll go to Carly Bauer. She's going to go off the block and get the kill. Carly Bauer, fifth kill. And Shelton can't really get anything going. They had one mini run, three in a row, got up 10-7. Minden called the timeout. Since then, Minden's on a 10-4 run. And here comes Carly Bauer to serve. Cuts it down the middle to Tracy Meyer. Here's the center, Bonick in the middle. Hahn sets it across. That's just as well be a free ball. As much loft as it had on it. Hallie Bauer, big swing. Good dig out there by Urbonic. Slide right side, Whippets, and it's going to be blocked but into their own net. Give the kill to the Whippets, Sydney Stadler. And Shelton has two timeouts. Let's see if they use one here. Coach Thober's off the bench and wants to use it. So timeout on the floor. In the first set, it's now Minden 18. And Shelton 14 on Classic Hits 98.9.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's General like we do every week. Practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week. Awesome food and drink specials. And the beer is so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up. Threw for three touchdowns. Even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's General, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Shelton, and Minden. It is the opening game of our Shelton quad, Minden 18, Shelton 14. Again in baseball, Texas, Tampa Bay. Texas wins it 4-3. And in the National League, they go to the bottom of the second. Cardinals and Phillies are scoreless on ESPN Radio, 1460, 1550. Out of the timeout, an ace serve for Carly Bauer. A little indecision as to who wanted that one for Shelton defensively. They were passing the ball well earlier, but that is one of the main reasons Minden has taken the lead out to 5. Bad passing here, and there's another bad pass, and it goes across the net for a free ball here for Minden. Rouse sets it to the outside. Bauer partially tipped, and in the net going to be called on Shelton. 20-14. So some of the adrenaline starting to wear down now for Shelton. He came out with fire and had an early lead. But now it's 20-14 Minden. And Carly Bauer goes cross court, picked up by Emma Urbanek to Brannigan on the outside, and Brannigan drives it down and good. Kaylin Brannigan, she just simply can leap over the double block. She doesn't need to be 6'4". She's 5'9", and of course, the best hurdler in this area and one of the best in the state. 20-15. And Maggie Urbanek to serve it, but Shelton needs to get a few points here on serve. Set outside for Hallie Bauer, and it goes through the block of Brannigan down and good. Number 4 for Hallie. 21-15, and again, Shelton hasn't scored a point on serve since they went from 9-10. It's 21-15. Sydney Stadler to serve it away here for the Whippets, the number 4 team in C1. A little shorter serve. Meyer has it. Short set. Hahn sets it across. Backpedaling to pick it up, Carly Bauer. They get it to Hallie from off the net. She sets it over. Then it's played off the ceiling. Urbanek gets it to Urbanek. From Maggie to Emma. Set across. No swings for Shelton lately. Cut back over by Peterson. Shelton gets a chance here. Going to be knocked over by Meyer. Dig made by Steen. Minden to the outside, and Bauer will get the kill. Hallie Bauer with her fifth. 22-15. Minden 3 points away from an opening game win. After a little struggle early, they have scored 6 of the last 7 points. And Stammer to serve. Sydney right down the line to Meyer on the left side. Good pass. Urbanek dumps it over from the center position. Steen with the dig. Rouse sets outside. And Bauer's blocked up front by Brannigan. And then it's dug back out. And it floats over the net. Brannigan with a great block. But Carly Bauer was right there to get the ball back over. It falls for a point. 23-15. Stadler to serve. And that's in the net. Service there. That's just the second service there for Minden here in the opening game. Side out, and Kaylin Brannigan will go back and serve it away here for the Bulldogs. And Brannigan serve. Strong down the middle. Good pass dumped over by Rouse. Hahn got a hand on it. Brannigan's going to roll it over from the back row. Minden wasn't ready for that one. Good job by Kaylin. She was right there at the 10-foot line, and with that leap, she was almost at the net by the time she made contact. And Brannigan to serve it away again. Kaylin had a couple last time. This time she's deep and out of bounds, and that'll bring us to game point here for Minden at 24-17. Hallie Rouse will go back and serve it away and try and get the opening set in the book here for the Whippets. Shelton doesn't really put a lot of people back defensively, and they're way off that back line. Meyer on the left wing, rolls it over the double block, Rouse with a dig, set to the outside. Here's Bauer. She'll tip it over, and in the net's going to be called on Shelton, and that will be the end of the opening game on the net violation. Minden will get the winning point. Whippets 25, Shelton Bulldogs 17. We will take a break here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Be back with the numbers of the opening set and get you ready for game 2 after this timeout.
At Killian Motors, it's easy to find your next vehicle. For 32 years, Killian's has delivered the best deals on vehicles, along with first-class service. Pick from extended and crew cab pickups, Acadias, Yukon XLs, and more. And for qualified buyers, they can be driven off the lot with up to 60 months of 0% financing or huge rebates. And right now, your trade-in has never been worth more. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings.
For
fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at the first set numbers for Shelton. Kaylin Brannigan, 3 service points, 4 kills. Tracy Meyer, 2 service points, an ace block, and 2 kills. Abby Fleehall had a kill, and Maggie Urbanek had 2 kills. 9 kills, 1 ace block, and no ace serves for Shelton. For Minden, Allie Rouse, 3 service points. Chelsea Miller, 2 service points. Bailey Peterson, 1 kill. Sydney Stadler, 2 service points, 2 kills. Hallie Bauer, a service point and 5 kills. Carly Bauer, 3 service points, 1 was an ace, 6 kills. And Elena Boudreau, 2 service points, 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Olivia Steen, 1 service point. Minden was just able to put together a few strings, 2, 3, 4 points, and Shelton only had one of those, and that was the difference. Minden, 15 kills, no ace blocks, 2 ace serves. The Whippets take the opening set, 25-17. And we'll be back with more high school volleyball on Classic Hits after this.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small-town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
And with our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Shelton. A big thank you to Athletic Director Ron Blaze and all the folks here at Shelton for their hospitality. The first of 4 matches this afternoon and this evening. 5:30, our second match will have Wood River and Ravenna. Then we're scheduled for the consolation at 6:15, the championship at 8. But if they do get done quicker, they will start a little quicker. And now Shelton will get to serve it away to start game 2. Minden won the opener, 25-17. And here we go. The service across from Fleehall. Set up by Rouse to the outside. Bauer got a good look, but cut it wide and out of bounds. And Shelton will score the first point of the second game, just like they did in the opening set. 1-0 Fleehall to serve. Minden 4 back defensively. Serve a little short, picked up by Carly Bauer. Rouse to Hallie Bauer to the outside. She'll cut it in the middle. Good dig by Brannigan. Meyer sets high. Brannigan back row attack. Drops it across it down. Galen Brannigan, her 5th kill. And a 2-0 start here for Shelton, who once again, even though they're 14-2, the underdog. 14 of those 16 matches they've played this year against Class C competition, they've won them both. One of them a good win against Blue Hill Conference competition. As it serves across, back row attack taken across by necessity. Carly Bauer, short set, middle, and Urbanek with the termination. Emma Urbanek with her first kill. They put up the single. Thinking she's right-handed, she went with the left hand as she is. That's her dominant hand, and down it went. Fleehall now trying to make it 4-0. Bauer backpedals to play this one. Rouse steps outside again. Hallie Bauer tip partially blocked, and it rolled down. Oh, it was blocked, but not strong enough there. And give Bauer credit for her 6th kill. So Hallie and Carly have 12 of the team's 16. And Minden's on the board here in game number 2. 3-1 Shelton. And Sydney Stadler twirls the volleyball and serves it away. Pass is way off the mark. It's going to be an ace. 3-2. Stadler with her first ace and the 3rd service ace here for the Whippets. Of course, both of these schools' football teams have had a great season so far. Minden unbeaten. Shelton suffering their first loss to unbeaten number 1 Kennesaw last week. Serves across, right side attack by Meyer is dug out here by the Whippets. They've got to pass it back over. Free ball opportunity, Meyer swings, struggle for Minden. Great hustle by Boudreau to get it back on the court. Passed across by Stadler. And here comes the middle attacker. Bonick dumps it across, got the opening. Bonick with the kill. And the 2nd of this set. 4-2, Shelton. Game 2, Minden won the opener. Back to serve it away will be Tracy Meyer. Not a huge crowd, but definitely vocal here for the Bulldogs. Trying to root their ladies along as the middle attack is down and good by Bailey Peterson in the net. Called on Shelton anyway. Peterson with her second kill. 4-3. Minden will serve it away with Rouse to try and tie it up here, the freshman setter. Of course, she's seen and been around more volleyball than most kids. Anytime your parent, dad, mom, whoever it is the coach. And in this case, of course, Ed, the coach, as the attack is blocked. And it's going to be a point here for Minden. Give the ace block to Bailey Peterson. She had a battle up there, a couple of swings with Emma Urbanek. 4-4. And Rouse with the serve. Little jumper at it. Some ace, 5-4. Minden. Rouse with her first ace serve in the fourth of the match here for the Minden Whippets. 5-4. Rouse checks over to see where they want to serve this one. Tries to serve it on the short side, but into the net it went. And the service error will tie it up at 5 apiece. 5-5 game 2. First set went to Minden, 25-17. On a warm one, it's nice and cool here in the gym at Shelton, so come on in and see us. Still three more matches after this one as Peterson terminates here for Minden. Went with the middle attack, found the back right corner, and Bailey, her third kill. Minden 6, Shelton 5, and back to serve it away will be Hallie Bauer. And Hallie serve across the way. Here's the set to the outside. Brannigan on the swing, going to be a little wide. And out of bounds, 7-5. Spencer Schubert's work here is done. Check out the highlights tonight. Those better be on at 6, Spence. 10. Okay, they'll be on at 10, he says. Check out some highlights of tonight's matches as the serve is across, and it's down and good for an ace. NTV will have highlights for you. Hallie Bauer with the ace serve. She'll now go for 3 in a row. And we're going to have a quick timeout here by Shelton. Minden won the opening set 25-17. They're now up 8-5 in game 2. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal. At the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
And welcome back. Good to know the student section can spell. They're doing a good job over here with the FHS chant for Shelton. I tell you what, they go to class here at Shelton. That's what they do. They go to class. And we've got a good volleyball match going on here, having some fun with the fans here at Shelton. Doug Duda with you on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Out of the Shelton timeout, Minden has the lead game 2-8-5, but a service error as we come back to action here. Bauer had the ace, then comes back and serves it out of bounds. So Hallie gives it up. It's 8-6, and Shelton will serve it away. Waiting for everybody to get where they need to be. And the strong serve is across by Maggie Urbanek. Picked up by Minden. Good job, Carly Bauer. And one arm up in the back row there by Emma Urbanek. Set across by Meyer. Run down by Bauer in the back row. Set to the outside to Carly. That was way too far to try and set that one. And Carly couldn't get a whole lot on it. Into the net. Point Minden. Had to do too much with that one, did the Whippet. And the serve by Maggie Urbanek into the net. So right back over it goes to Minden. 9-7. Re-entering the ball game is Sydney Stadler. And back to serve it away is the libero for Shelton. Mariah Henninger. 5-4 senior. Knocks it across. Picked up there. Miller knocks it across to Brannigan, the wrong number one. Both liberos are number one. It's on Shelton's side. Wanted back over. Out of bounds. Was it tipped? Shelton thought maybe it rolled off a hand. They say no, it didn't. And Minden will have the lead 10-7. So Chelsea Miller, who had a couple of points on serve in the opening game, is looking for a couple in a row here. Miller's serve, no, into the net. It's already three service errors here in this game for Minden. 10-8 Whippet. Shelton with the serve now. And ready to fire it away will be Kaylin Brannigan. And Brannigan doesn't do a whole lot. Half step, fires it across, make sure it's in. Rouse short set, middle. Boudreaux drives it down. The quick works for Boudreaux, and it's 11-8. Shelton didn't have a chance to get anybody up there. Not just one. Couldn't get two or one up there for the block. And now Boudreaux's going to go back and serve it away. Orlando with a couple of kills, and this serve clips the net. It does get over. Picked up by Meyer. High set. Middle attack. Brannigan out of the back row. And out of bounds it goes. 12-8 now. Minden up by four. And Boudreaux to serve. And now they've got to be looking at a chance to pull away here. Shelton's got to find a way to get that volleyball back. Shelton has not been able to do much on their serve the whole match. And that's why Minden has been pulling away. Here's the outside attack by Meyer. Off the attempted block, Bauer has it. Slide right side. Angle attack is wide from Stadler. Point for Shelton, so they do get the ball back. Now let's see if they can do something at the service line with Lindsey Hahn. 12-9. Minden, they won the first set 25-17. Hahn serve over to Boudreaux. Rouse with the set. Outside Bauer. Carly's attack right at Hahn. Pass back into the net. Shelton gets it above the net. Couple of jousts. Can Shelton get it back? No. Give credit to Bauer. She was up there with Stadler working on that. Carly tips it down, makes it 13-9, and now she'll go back and serve it away. Carly Bauer takes a little time, hits the net, over eight. Well, Minden has been being a little more aggressive here on the serve. They've had three errors, a couple of three aces here in this game, so it's feast or famine right now. From the service line, Carly with her second ace of this match. And the lead is up to five. Served by Bauer. Knuckleball over to Brannigan. Can't handle it. 15-9. And remember, Shelton's already used one timeout. Don't forget at the end of every match tonight, the Misco Sports postgame show will run down the final stats for you. Tell you what's been happening, what will continue to happen throughout the afternoon and evening here at the Shelton Quad. And now the serve pretty deep and out of bounds from Bauer. So a couple of aces and then a service error. Passed over to Shelton. Shelton setting it 14-2. Up next, they take on Hampton in a duel 1 week from tonight. And then they've got Broken Bow on their schedule a week from Thursday. Here's Meyer on the outside. Rolls into the back row. Dig by Miller. Rouse with the set. Outside, Hallie Bauer's attack. Dug out by Branding into the back row. Set outside for a tip. Meyer, she's on the line and good. Tracy Meyer with her third kill, first of the game. And Shelton picks up a point on serve. 15-11. Amber Harvey is in there serving. Seeing her first action, Amber drops that across the power. Good pass, Rouse here. Stadler off the net, and that's what helped her get it for the kill. If you hit that net just right, it pops it over the double block, and then the back row, who's ready to dig it, doesn't have enough time to get up there and catch the little trooper, and it's 16-11, Minden, leading it by five. After winning the first set 25-17, the serve across to Brannigan. Set back in the middle for Urbanic. She's down and good. That left-hander has a lot of spin on it. She really cuts it. She doesn't curve it. She's more like that backdoor slider. And Urbanic, her third kill of this game, trying to keep Shelton in it. That Meyer will go back to serve it away here for the Lady Dogs. Here in Shelton is always a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as the serve to Boudreaux set all the way to the other side. Bauer, they got the block there, but Hallie goes over the top of it and gets her seventh kill. 17-12, Minden, and Hallie Rouse to go back and serve it away here for the whipping. Hallie Rouse, deep middle, picked up there by Henninger to Brannigan. Her attack going to be dug out by the Whippets, and they'll get a shot with Hallie Bauer, and she's going to get it off the block to go down, and good. The block is so close for Shelton. So many of them have fallen just on top of the net. 18-12, Minden. Rouse to serve. She leads the team with 6 points here in this match. That's a very soft one and too soft into the net. So the last two times Rouse has been back there, she's finished up with an error, but she's also thrown in a couple of aces. And now it is 18-13. Minden leading Shelton, and back to serve it away will be Urbanic for an ace. Emma Urbanic, her first service point, her first ace, 18-14. Here's your score. As they run down the volleyball, we'll remind you, Major League Baseball action on ESPN 1460. They go to the bottom of the fourth. The Phillies and Cardinals still scoreless. Earlier today, Texas beat Tampa Bay to eliminate them 4-3, and here's another ace. Back-to-back ace serves for Emma Urbanic. Kenyon does have both of their timeouts should they need them. And the serve, that one's too deep and out of bounds. So plenty of errors trying to serve aggressive on both sides, and Hallie Bauer will go back here for Minden. 19-15 Whippets trying to get to the finish line for their 17th win of the year. Serve it to the back corner to Emma Urbanek. Set middle. Meyer's attack is just deep and heads up towards us on the stage. 20-15. Bauer to serve again. Shelton on the dig. Pass towards the net to Hahn. Hahn just goes over the single block and it works. Lindsey Hahn over Boudreaux. And that'll be the first kill for Lindsey Hahn. So Shelton hanging in there, but not able to do a whole lot of catching up right now. And back to serve it away will be Maggie Irvine. Then goes outside. Carly Bauer in the net, trying to get that block. Called on Shelton. They're just a little bit shorter than Minden. They're trying to gain that advantage, get up there as close to the net as they can. And they've been in the net a couple of times. And now Chelsea Miller will serve it away. So back and forth, back and forth. Shelton only about 3 points on their serve, maybe four now, I guess, as the serve's across, set to the middle. It's not a good set, but Brannigan adjusts. A little miscommunication there between the center and attacker, and Kaylin will get her sixth kill. 21-17. Minden hasn't exactly went on a long run, but they've got a bunch of three-point runs. Brannigan serve, short, passed into the net, dug out Rouse, punched across Carly Bauer. Shelton will have to try again. This time, Meyer on the near side takes it off the block for the kill. Number four for Tracy Meyer. And it's a three-point game right now at 21-18. Brannigan on the serve. Needs a couple more here to make it interesting. And Brannigan with a deep breath now fires the volleyball away. Very short. Boudreaux has it. Rouse all the way to the other end. Bauer over everybody. It's going to be passed back into the net. Dug out. Returned by Meyer. It's going to work for Shelton. They hung with the point, and they got the kill with Tracy Meyer. 21-19. And Rouse going to adjust his defense here a little bit before the next serve by Brannigan. Minden definitely had more power on that, but Shelton able to turn it around. Serve across. Rouse. Set middle. Boudreaux hammers it down. There was a single block trying to get there, but Boudreaux says, I'll have none of that. And that'll get the ball back over to the Whippets. Boudreaux to serve. 22-19, 3 points away from the match to go into the final later tonight between 7:30 and 8. Serve just shoots across. King is made Urbanek to the outside. Meyer off the block. Rouse is able to save it. Boudreaux sets to the outside. Carly Bauer into the back row to Brannigan. Shelton short set middle. Hahn blocked up front. Number 10, Sydney Stadler. Looks like she got a hand on it. And a timeout will be called here by Shelton. Minden 2 points away from winning the match. They won the first set 25-17. They're up 23-19 with the serve when we come back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clear. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, welcoming you back to Shelton, where we may be just a couple of points away from putting the first of four matches in the Shelton quad into the final column. Eleni Boudreaux serving for Minden, leading it 23-19 in the second set after winning the opener. Shelton just used their final timeout. They need it back. Take it out of her body. Set to the outside. Rolled into the back row. Meyer, she's found another open spot. Tracy Meyer, sixth kill, tied with Brannigan for the team high. So Shelton does what they need to do. They get the ball right back and Lindsey Hahn to serve. But Shelton's got to get this thing tied up. On strong serve, oh, Bauer could have been called for a double hit. They didn't, but she hits it into the net anyway. So the point goes to Shelton. Minden has both of their timeouts. On to serve. 23-21. Still need a couple more. Serve across to Hallie Bauer. Rouse high to Carly on the left wing. Her attack dug out by Hahn. Run down there by Urbanek. Maggie to Emma. Tipped across. Boudreaux ends up setting it. Here's Carly Bauer again. Rolls off the single block. Picked up by Brannigan. track down. Meyer, another swing. This one is dug out by Miller. One of the longer rallies of the match. Miller again. Up front, they go to Bauer, and Carly is going to tip it down and good. They kept feeding the sophomore, and she finally finished it off. And it's now match point for Minden. Carly Bauer to serve it away, 24-21. And Carly Bauer serves down the near side. Meyer off her hands. They're going to struggle to get it back, but they do. Free ball here for Minden. Rouse sets it up. Slide to Stadler. Down and good. And Minden has won 25-21 on Sydney Stadler's fourth kill. 25-17, 25-21. Minden improves to 17-3 and heads on to the finals, while Shelton drops just their third match of the year against a very talented C1 top five team. They go to 14-3. We will take a break here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Shelton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show and all the final stats after this timeout.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
People you know. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
And welcome back to Shelton. Again, a big thank you to all the fine folks here for their hospitality. It's time for the Misco Sports post-game show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Open Monday through Saturday for your shopping convenience. Whether you need some new volleyball or football gear to get ready for the second half of the season, or you're already thinking ahead to wrestling, basketball, and winter sports, maybe you just need a Husker or Loper sweatshirt, check it out. All the breaks downtown Kearney at Misco Sports. Glad to have you back with us here on Classic Hits 98.9, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at the final numbers of this match, and we will start with set number two and go with the Shelton Bulldogs. Kaylin Brannigan had two service points and two kills. Tracy Meyer had four kills. Emma Urbanek, two ace serves and three kills. Slide down to Amber Harvey, who had a service point. Abby Fleehall, three service points. Maggie Urbanek, a service point. And Lindsey Hahn, one service point and one kill. 10 kills, no ace blocks, two ace serves is what I had for Shelton in the second set. For the Minden Whippets, Allie Rouse had three service points. One was an ace. Chelsea Miller had a service point. Bailey Peterson, she had an ace block and two kills. Sydney Stadler, an ace block and two kills. Allie Bauer, three service points. One of those was an ace. And she also had three kills. Carly Bauer, three service points, two of the aces, two kills. Elena Boudreau, two service points, and two kills. Looks like 11 kills, two ace blocks, five ace serves in that game for Minden. They win it 25-21. We'll be back with the cumulative stats on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper, the Wood River Sunbeam, and the Gibbon Reporter. Clipper Publishing is keeping you up to date on all the latest news and sports every day all over central Nebraska. They are a very proud sponsor of all area athletes in the game. Best of luck from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look at the final numbers of our first match of the night, starting with Shelton. I had Kaylin Brannigan with 5 service points, tied for the team high in kills with 6. Tracy Meyer also had 6 kills. She had 2 service points and the only ace block. Emma Urbanek, 2 ace serves, 3 kills. Amber Harvey, a service point. Abby Fleehall, 3 service points and a kill. Maggie Urbanek, a service point, 2 kills. Lindsay Hahn, a service point and a kill. I had Shelton for 19 kills, 1 ace block, and 2 ace serves. They'll fall to 14-3. Play on around 6 o'clock, 6 to 6:15, depending on how fast this match goes here. If I got that right, maybe closer to 6:30, 6:15 to 6:30. This Ravenna-Wood River match may start a little earlier than 5:30 as they keep things moving along. There you hear the horn, so it's going to be closer to about 5:20, 5:22 when the first serve is in the air. And then Shelton will be in the consolation match tonight. And again, their next match after that, they're back here next week to take on Hampton in a duel. Then Broken Bow comes in on Thursday the 13th, and it's into the Twin Valley Conference Tournament. For Minden, Allie Rouse led the team in serving, tied for anyway with the Carly Bauer. She had 6 service points. 1 was an ace. Chelsea Miller, 3 service points. Bailey Peterson, an ace block, 3 kills. Sydney Stadler, 3 service points. 1 was an ace. An ace block, 4 kills. Hallie Bauer, 4 service points. 1 was an ace. 8 kills. Carly Bauer also had 8 kills, and she tied for the team lead in serving points with 6. She had 3 of those go down as aces. Elena Boudreau, 4 service points. 1 was an ace, 3 kills. I had Minden for 26 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 7 ace serves as the Whippets improved to 17-3 on a season with a 25-17, 25-21 win. They'll move on to the championship. Wood River the heavy favorite here. If that's Wood River to advance on, then we would have another top 10 battle. We've seen quite a few of those this year on Classic Hits 98.9. After tonight, a triangular for Minden on Thursday. They go out to Ogallala to take on their old nemesis of the Indians along with Broken Bow, and then they are back home next week to take on Cozad in a duel. We'll wrap things up after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Our first match goes into the hands of Minden, downing Shelton by a score of 25-17 and 25-21. We'll take about a 10-minute break and then we'll be back with Ravenna taking on Wood River. This is Doug Duda for our producer engineer Stacy John saying stay with us. Match 2 of 4 is coming up next here on Classic Hits.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech. Undisputed Midwest yield leader.